Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We're just interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Sir, can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49,
nope.
50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
5064. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
Spanish.
Spanish. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. There was an election in Virginia on November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election, sir? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
You did? And I know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, sir, how likely would you say you are to vote on that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not very likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you, sir. Moving on. In your opinion, what's the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family personally, okay? I'm going to read the list. You can pick one of them if you can. Is the jobs and economy, the low wages, the inflation, the federal deficit, the product shortages and supply chain, the healthcare in America, the abortion issues, the global climate change, the racism and race relations, the terrorism, income inequality, or immigration, border security, or gun control, education, crime, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, foreign policy, socialism, Donald Trump, fascism, disinformation propaganda, China, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, or supported Ukraine with their war with Russia. If you have to pick one, what do you think is the most impacting issue that is affecting you and your family?
I think polarization.
The polarization of the political.
Yeah.
Understood. When do you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election, sir? On the election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election? Or months before the election? When do you make that decision?
Probably months before the election.
Months before the election, okay. Now, in just a few words, if you can narrow it down, just one thing. What was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Virginia? What motivates you? One thing?
What motivates me?
Yeah, the reason what motivates you to go to vote on the 7th.
Well, if I don't know what others decide for me.
Okay, so you want to make your voice be heard, right? Can I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
On account.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House or delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you vote or how likely will you have voted, have you have participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly, only for the Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats and Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
A mix.
A mix, okay. A mix of votes. I'm going to reach you real quick some different ways that people might hear about the candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during the election years. Now, sir, please tell me whether you experience these things on this election cycle. Do you get the news about the election through the English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, or Spanish language online digital ads and videos in YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, a direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, or church, social clubs, or community groups. How do you hear about the candidates, this campaign?
Usually, I read online. I read a lot.
So, I show online Spanish language digital ads and videos.
English.
Oh, English. Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this election? Yes or no?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, anything that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted on this election?
Oh, no.
Yes or no?
Based on my sort of my evaluation after hearing about candidates.
All right, nothing major. Now, do you at any point during the campaign change your mind? How would you vote for the for which candidates you will support?
Not this last time, but I have in the past.
Okay. Now, you didn't change your mind at all, right, about this year's election, but why was that?
Not this last time, but I have in the past.
Okay. So this time you didn't change your mind, right?
This time I didn't.
Oh, you didn't, okay. And the reason why? Can you mention one reason?
I didn't see any, there was nothing that, I guess, would have made me change my mind when I went and voted, but I have, like I said, in the past I have. Not this last time, though.
Okay, thank you, sir. So once you got your information, got yourself educated about the issues, and then never changed your
correct
mind, right? Okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote on the election, yes or no?
No, I wasn't pretty sure I was going to.
Okay, and that was the reason why? Because you were pretty sure?
Yeah.
That you were going to vote. Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, which of the following issues play or will have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would you have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Was it the abortion, the crime, the public safety, the economy issues, and the inflation? Given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly, what was the issue? The most important factor?
Well, crime control is very important to me.
The crime and public safety, okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick, sir, a series of messages that they were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats on the run up to the election this past month in Virginia. Now, sir, after I read each message, please let me know if you find that particular message to be convincing or convincing, okay? We're almost done. Now, the first one, Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with a section for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It is common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find these arguments are very convincing, so well convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing? What's your opinion?
Very, I guess, not a lot of convincing for me.
Not very convincing?
Not for me.
Okay. Now, MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid by for the working people. Now, do you find these arguments are very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
There's some truth to it. That is convincing, not enough convincing, but...
Somewhat convincing or not very convincing? How should I record it?
Somewhat convincing, I guess.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky. The past sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans and Richmond want Virginia to be next. Now, some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Now, women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions will end up in jail. You do not have to look far to know where the MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument very convincing? So what, convincing? Not very, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Now, it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun. Even those who a judge say are dangerous, making law enforcement job harder. Now, Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Now, do you find these arguments are very convincing? So what, convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Now, Virginia Republicans will get criminals off the street and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Now, how do you find this argument? Very convincing? Somewhat convincing? Not very or not at all convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay, the last one. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement, and it wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss. By making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health service, signing a $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. Now, there is so much that can be done, but it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. How do you find this argument? Very convincing, so what? Not too or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. What's the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will be likely determine how you vote on the 2024 elections? This is for the president. Is it going to be the jobs in the economy, the low wages, the inflation, the federal deficit, the health care, the abortion, the global climate change, the racism and race relationships, the terrorism, the income inequality, the immigration or the border security, the product shortage, the supply chain, the gun control, the education, the crime, the gun safety, the mass shooting that is going on, the gun violence, the foreign policy, the division of the political parties, polarization, socialism, Donald Trump, fascism, disinformation propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, China, fascism, supporting Ukraine with the war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine and the war on Russia. What do you think is the current facing the United States, the issue, the problem, most important, that is going to make
probably you spending too much in probably spending too much in the Ukraine war?
In Ukraine, Russia war. Okay. Now, if you have to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it the issue of the economic issues and the inflation, the abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting the democracy in the United States? What will be the single greatest impact on your vote?
I would say protecting the democracy in the U.S.
The democracy, okay. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally? And determine how will you vote on the 2024? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, or are you currently on the side? But who would you most likely
vote? I'm currently on the side, but, I'm on the side. I need more options, I think.
And that will be the reason why, because you're looking for more options? Okay, thank you. and see what else is coming up. Right? Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Okay. Now, just a couple more questions so we can finish with the interview, and just for a statistical purpose only, sir. Were you born in the United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Dominican Republic?
Central
Cuba?
America.
Central America. Thank you, sir. Okay. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican, or some other party?
Some mix of Democratic and Republican. It's about 50-50.
Okay, so you like, can I recall your answer, like independence, you don't go either way?
It depends on who is running for independence, but we don't often get good, competition from them.
Understood. But just for the sake of a research, how should I recall your answer, though? Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most?
I guess that would be Democrats.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Probably moderate.
Moderate, thank you. Now, what was your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25 and 50,000, between 50 and 75,000, between 75 or 100,000, or more than 100,000?
More.
More than 100,000. Thank you. Now, what is your gender? Male, female, transgender, non-binary?
Male.
Male. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Want to thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye, sir.
All right,
thank
no
you.
Problem. Bye-bye.